This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, another busy week here in Washington.
It certainly is.
Well, let's start on the foreign policy side of things. The president, of course, has yet to make his decision on our policy going forward in Afghanistan. And earlier this week, Wednesday night in Washington, the former vice president, Dick Cheney, once again poking at the president's national security agenda, accusing this administration of dithering on Afghanistan, saying it was wrong not to be moving forward more assertively. And he also says that the strategy doesn't really need to be determined because the Bush administration, in conjunction with the incoming Obama administration, already created it. Your reaction to all this?
Well, it certainly gave Press Secretary Robert Gibbs a lot to talk about at the briefing today. Questions about former Vice President Cheney dominated the session. I have to say this. Vice President Cheney certainly keeps in the news, and while he was under attack for the policies regarding detainees at Guantanamo, now he's gone on offense, and apparently he's doing it quite well when you look at the reaction from the administration. I must say, President Obama has not only not determined how we will go forward with what number of troops, but has not even given a date as to when he will make that decision and announce the deployment of troops, much less the number of them. All of this, of course, is clouded by the fact that President Karzai's reelection has not been determined and a runoff race will be held. Yet we deal with other governments when they have democratic elections. That's what the system is all about. And as it continues this way, the Taliban continues to get stronger and breathes down Pakistan. My guess is Cheney gained the offense and gained a few points today.
John, in terms of the runoff between President Karzai and Abdullah Abdullah, his former foreign minister, should we assume that Karzai is likely to win? And does it really matter for us? Is there one side here we should really be rooting for?
No, I wouldn't say so at all. Both of them are small-D Democrats who will fight the Taliban and be pro-United States. As to how they deal with corruption in government or the drug trade that has been a staple of the economy in Afghanistan, I don't know. Those are things our diplomats such as Ambassador Eikenberry or General McChrystal have to work out. That said, I don't think we should be rooting for any side out there, but just be thankful that the democratic process works. And, of course, the runoff will be certified one way or another by American observers and organizations such as former President Carter's Center.
And John, you mentioned Robert Gibbs a moment ago. Let's move to the White House briefing room. We haven't really summarized the atmosphere in there lately, but in addition to Afghanistan, there's health care and a whole host of other issues keeping the administration and the press corps busy. Describe what it's been like in there.
It's been a little tense. It used to be funny and amusing. You know, wherever I go, people still bring up my cell phone going off and Gibbs getting it. If you ever watched the film of it that day, it was all a lot of laughter, and it was all done with good nature, not mean-spiritedness. Well, I wish some of that laughter was going on in the press room today. People get very snarly with Robert Gibbs, and there's been some ugly confrontations, including his clash, of course, with Major Garrett of Fox News. I would imagine there'll be a lot involving Fox News as time goes on. The president may well have the backing of the media at the top, but the hostility toward the media coming from the administration and notably against individual reporters is something I can tell you that my colleagues in the Fourth Estate are very aware of and talk about.
John, let's follow up on the Fox News issue, because that has been an issue in the briefing room as well. Lamar Alexander, the senator from Tennessee, went on the Senate floor on Wednesday and said he fears this could be the start of another Nixon-type enemies list, and this one's even going public. What are your colleagues in the briefing room saying about the actions and the statements made by this administration, and how are they reacting to it?
Everyone talks a little bit quietly. Remember, we had another wave of correspondent, including yours truly, who had their credentials for the White House renewed. Incidentally, I will be a White House correspondent for two more years.
Excellent.
Today. That said, privately, people don't like it. Reporters, whatever their philosophy, And I certainly am friends with foreign correspondents as well as people on the left that you know very well. Do not like it when one of their own, an individual and a friend they've been on trips with or gone out for coffee with or sat next to in a briefing, is attacked. That's the feeling right now. One of the Fourth Estate is being attacked, an individual, and that's how people see it, not Fox News, the conservative publication.
Speaking of your cell phone, there it goes again, John. But before we let you go, it's almost time for Election Day 2009. Last week, we took a look at a special congressional race in New York. We also looked at a couple of other races, including the New York mayor's race and an open House seat in California. The big deals on the ballot, though, are two gubernatorial races. Next week, we'll do Virginia. This week, it's New Jersey. It's a three-man race, the incumbent Democrat John Corzine, then you've got your Republican nominee Chris Christie, and a pretty aggressive third-party candidate who seems to be more on the conservative side.
Well, I wouldn't say that. The third-party candidate, Chris Daggett, is a protege of former Governor Tom Kaine, a liberal Republican, worked for the Environmental Protection Agency. I'd call him an old guard Republican who may take reliably Republican votes against Mr. Christie, the Republican nominee. That said, my experience has been that as we get closer to November, third-party candidates generally fade because voters do not want to waste their votes. Now, the exception to that is when it looks like the third-party candidate may actually win. Mr. Daggett is in double digits in most polls, but he is not anywhere near victory. He is not the Jesse Ventura of New Jersey. My guess is this. Governor Corzine, who's raised taxes, bloated the size of government, maybe coming up in the polls, he never exceeds 40% in any poll, and the last surveys have Mr. Christie ahead. In addition, there was the highly personal attack by Corzine against his Republican opponent because he was fat, and there's a lot of fat people who vote.
John, we'll leave it there. That's certainly true. Thanks very much for your time. Next week, we'll get your thoughts on Virginia.
Well, as I continue on in my own way with my own diet prescribed by my wife, I'm John Gizzi on Capitol Hill.
John Gizzi is the political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.